Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie Cat has it this time. What you got, girl?
Well, we got a message from, this is from Melanie in Lakewood, and she says, "Hey, JKJ, I've been listening for a long time, and I love the advice you give, so I need your help with something that's been bothering me for months. My husband and I, we are friendly with our neighbors across the street. They're a married couple. We occasionally hang out with them, and we have a group chat with the four of us for making plans or sharing neighborhood updates."
I have one of these right now with some neighbors across the street. It's the four of us, and we, you know, back and forth, just a bunch of nonsense constantly.
Okay, and that's kind of
those are good neighbors.
Yes, exactly. But here's where it goes a little sideways here, Jer. Recently, I discovered the woman across the street has been texting my husband separately.
Oh,
the messages themselves, she says, are innocent, nothing flirty or inappropriate, but it bothers me that she's choosing to message him one-on-one instead of using our usual group thread. It feels like a quiet shift in boundaries, and I can't help but wonder why the change. That part right there, that's a quiet shift. Yeah.
We need to give the husband a name. What do you want? Just basic. That's just
Rob.
Rob. Basic
like
Rob.
Basic name. Three letters.
Basic
easy to
Rob.
Remember.
Such a basic name.
Easy
sorry.
To remember. I know.
Sorry,
Big
Rob.
Rob.
I know. I was like,
sorry
about Big Rob. We just need a very basic man is what we need.
Easy
here.
To remember.
Kind of
so,
boring.
Yes.
Kind of dull. Rob is a good name. Okay.
We'll call him Rob. Medium Rob. Though.
Okay. Medium
just
Rob.
A little different, right? Okay. So, yeah. And she said, "I don't want to overreact, but I also don't want to ignore a potential red flag. Like, my husband has shown me the texts and we've had conversations about how odd it is that she's texting him specifically. But how do you suggest I handle this? Like, do I reach out to the woman and tell her to stop texting my husband? Because I'm pretty sure it's going to make it weird out on the street." She says, "I'm torn in what to do since my husband has been upfront about it. Do I let it go and just privately flip her off from my kitchen window?"
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, right. Help, JKJ. Thanks for the laughs, Melanie in Lakewood.
If you're watching our live feed, you just saw me flip everybody.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Melanie, that's very kind of you for writing in. Thank
it
you
is.
So much.
And again, like, I think this is one of those newfangled problems, right? Because there isn't, like, when it comes to text etiquette.
Did you just
etiquette,
say newfangled?
Well, we're all kind of learning, right? We are all learning.
Texting's been around since, like,
it
the
has,
90s.
But
it's for 20 years.
But is there etiquette about it? Like,
yeah,
you know
don't
what
text
I mean?
Your
here's what we're
going to
do.
Husband, yeah.
Phone like, lines are wide open if you want to sound off on Show Wants to Know. Here's our number. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We would love it if you guys called in. I already see a ton of you texting already. If you wouldn't mind just calling us because we do like talking to people. If not, we'll just read your texts. But call us. 303-691-1649. I get her concern because I will just say that, you know, I mentioned that there's a group of four of us in my neighborhood texting back and forth, and it gets a little weird sometimes. If, say, maybe, you know, Nick Knack just texts the guy across the street about something, or the woman across the street just texts me about something. For some reason, that just feels odd and uncomfortable, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yet completely innocent. Like maybe she's texting me about, "Hey, we had that bottle of wine at your house the other night. What's a recommendation? What was that bottle? Can you send me a picture?" You know, and that I don't know if that needs to be on a full group text. You can just fire it off to me because I brought the bottle of wine out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I see where she's coming from.
Yeah.
Do you think this is maybe a front for husband Rob that maybe something's going on and this is his just sly way of making sure that the wife doesn't know just by, "Oh, she texted me. Here's all the messages,"
yeah.
You know, just like coming forward already with this.
I think that could be part of the, and I truly feel like that's why she reached out is because in the back of her mind, she kind of feels like there be maybe more to it than meets the eye and that her husband is being forthcoming about. And so I think there may be more to this than what
than meets the eye.
Yeah.
Transformers.
But also, I also just think that when it comes to laying the boundary out pretty clear, it'd be really easy for Rob to text back and be like, "Hey, you know, I've chatted with Melanie about this and she thinks," and that way the person knows that the wife is involved in this conversation.
Let's do this. Let's hop on the phone lines. I don't want you to say anything that our listeners are going to say because I don't know what they're going to say here. So here's Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good, buddy. So what do you want to say about this Show Wants to Know?
You know, I guess on that topic, I think that for one, if you trust each other, then I don't worry a whole lot. But I do think that when just adult relationships, like, you have to just respect some of those boundaries. And you should work through the group text, and you should kind of keep it male-male, female-female, unless you want to leave room for some, you know, some potential problems.
For something. And it's easy to scamper across the street, right?
Mm. Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, hopefully they trust their relationships, and that shouldn't be an issue.
Next thing you know, they're at a Coldplay concert, you know?
Well, the thing I will say is she wanted to look at the text just to see what they were, so that makes me concerned that she's already a little, you know, a little doubtful.
All right. So what are you saying that she should do? Do you think she should approach the lady across the street or let it go?
I think let it go, because I don't think confronting is going to necessarily make it work, but I think it's just between her and her husband. If he wants to keep messaging her, then maybe that's the issue they need to work through internally.
That's a solid point, buddy. All right, Eric, we appreciate your call. Have a great day, my man. Here is Tom. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
What do you think about Melanie and Rob here?
Yeah, I'm feeling the same way that, you know, if he's already come to her and said, hey, I'm getting these messages and I don't know why, it's kind of weird, then he should actually convey that to her, you know, the one that's texting him. Just say, hey, you know, I know that, you know, this is just an instant message, but this makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable since, you know, other people aren't aware. So let's just stick to the main message thread. Therefore, you mean there's probably nothing going on, but nothing going on can lead to something else.
Mm-hmm. You know what her husband could do?
That's why I feel that, you know. He should do that. You know, he should be the one to do it.
You know what he could do? If one of these messages comes in directly to him, he can just reply back on the thread with all of them.
Yeah.
On the text thread to kind of negate this, I think. To maybe.
True, but that could also cause some complications because then other people are like, well, what are you talking about? Where is this coming from?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then I guess
I'm
he can say.
Part of the conversation.
I don't know if you accidentally just texted me, but yeah, here's the reply. I don't know. It's so odd. This is so awkward. You know what I would need to see, too, is the text that she's sending him. Like, what are they about? Could they have just been on the all thread?
Yeah. Well, and I think that's it, is they were, like, completely innocent, she said. They weren't, you know, salacious or anything.
Well, and the husband's open, right? Why, he's open about this. He's telling her.
Why isn't this then on the all thread?
The all thread. And I think that's where her hesitation lies, is it's like, why can't you just, or why can't you even text the wife instead of the husband?
Totally.
You know?
That's like, a good point.
It makes no sense as to why she reached out to him.
Tom, we appreciate you, buddy. If you want to call in for Show Wants to Know, 303-691-1649. Here is Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girl.
The other fella pretty much took my answer. I just think if you want to avoid the confrontation, I do believe it's a little off what the lady's doing. So just reply in the group thread. Take care of it.
I think that might be the best way to do it.
Bring it back there.
I see, though, what Tom was saying, though, because that could be confusing, Cynthia. It totally could be like, well, what's, you know, why are they texting alone, and then why are you bringing it back to the group thread?
I mean, I need to know if the husband across the street knows that whether or not this wife is doing this, you know?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
You'll bring it out in the open that way, too. I mean, you can say, oh, yeah, we do have that bottle of wine you ask about, if that's what the question was, you know?
Right. So you are saying approach the neighbor wife. Is that what I'm getting?
Well, it's not really approaching her if you just don't say anything, but you reply in the group thread.
You want it
very
in the group
non-confrontational,
thread.
Kind of under the radar, and it's kind of subtle, and you should be letting her know without talking about it.
Gotcha. Cynthia, we got your vote. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Sure.
Bye now. Tabor.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hi.
To you. Hi.
Hey. So, I think I got a question. What were the original texts? Like, what started that group thread between the wife and your husband?
She doesn't say. She just says there's nothing flirty or inappropriate.
Yeah.
She just says the messages themselves are innocent. So maybe it's just like.
Why couldn't it have been in a group chat? Like, are they,
that's,
you know, playing
saying.
Football together? Are they playing golf together on the side? Like,
your phone just went out, Tabor.
Hello?
Hey, guys, sorry.
There we go. I feel like the neighbor wife is kind of just dipping her toe into the pool here.
Yeah.
Of just innocent, sweet little messages, whatever, regarding You know, what kind of weed killer do you use? And the next thing you know, she's going to be pouncing on him.
Exactly.
Do you think she is?
Red flag.
Tabor, don't you think that? It's like she's testing the water almost, right?
Yeah, Tabor's phone is so bad. Tabor, thank you so much for calling in. I am in the camp. I feel like she's testing the water. Because why in the world would you leave the group thread to just ask the husband basic nonsense questions?
You can't just think everybody wants to cheat. You can't just think that's got you. You should not think about that someone on their mind.
I did already. I'm sorry. I did already.
That's where my
I'd already happened,
too.
Josh. I'm sorry.
I just feel like there's an end game to all this. It's not just, you know, innocent, flirty, non-flirty texts, rather.
But that's guilty until proven innocent.
I know. But it's just, it's when it comes to another woman's husband.
And you're leaving a group chat for basic questions directly at the husband. It's strange.
I feel like they're starting innocent, but it's going to
And the next thing you know, it's like, here's a picture of me in my underpants.
I know.
We could take a few more calls on this. What would you do? What's your advice? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. It'll give you your chance to talk to Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Here's Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hello there. Good morning.
Is this Rob that's getting the text messages in the neighborhood?
No. No, this is not.
Did you like us making fun of the name Rob?
Yeah, no. Don't involve me like that.
All right, buddy. We won't. We won't.
He's like, don't you dare.
All right. So what are your thoughts about this situation?
I say, first off, good on the husband because he actually brought it to his wife's attention. It's great to see that they have a good enough relationship to be open like that. And, just reply in the group text, but also confront the late, well, not confront her, but maybe say to her, hey, just send these in the group text because I get enough texts throughout the day that, you know,
you
not
could,
trying to be
you
rude,
could
but
do
I don't
that.
Want to get blown up.
As the husband, you could put the kibosh on it pretty quick.
Okay,
say, hey, just keep it in the regular thread. I got so many messages coming in.
Yeah, and let the wife know. I mean, the husband has his good communication as he's doing already. Like, let the wife know, hey, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to reply on the group text. I'm actually going to say something to her. So just so you know, I'm going to put the squash on this.
Okay.
It's to make his wife feel better also.
Katie, would you agree that this is so easy to say, though, right, Rob? It's a little more awkward, like, when you are in a neighborhood with these people all the time. I feel like they're going to put up some sort of barrier or make it weird. Just by acknowledging all this and you know, talking about it's going on and we need to stay on the group thread, it's just going to make things weird in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Hey, man, she's already put it out there, so it's weird enough. So you can react how you want to. I can react, you know, I can only choose the way I react. I'm reacting from a positive place, and I hope that you're going to take that in a positive light as well.
Valid point. Very wise
that's
man.
Such good info right there.
Rob, we cannot thank you enough for calling in today, buddy. Have a great Tuesday.
Hey, you guys are amazing. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Oh, what a nice guy. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. What are your thoughts on this really quick?
Oh, I had to agree with what you just said. I think it would be totally weird if there was something ulterior motive-wise, but I think it would be totally clean humor if there wasn't. So I think the husband was great in doing what he did, bringing to his wife's attention. I think he should just shoot a shout-out to this lady and be like, hey, I think it's inappropriate for us to text one-on-one. Let's just keep it to the group thread and see where the dust settles.
I do give this this husband props for sure, going right to his wife and saying, hey, just a heads up, this is going on. Nothing else is going on, but here's what's happening.
Absolutely.
That's a good. That's a solid relationship.
100%.
Yeah, and Brandon, you're saying, and I like this, how you're saying that the responsibility is almost on the husband who's getting the texts from the neighbor to be like, oh, no, this is inappropriate. My wife knows
you're
about it, and I need you to stop. Like, I like that.
But damn, girl, you look hot today. I saw you mowing the lawn.
You can't say that.
No. Damn, girl? Damn, girl.
No,
keep mowing
girl.
That lawn? No, okay,
no,
my
unless
mistake.
Unless it's to his wife.
My apologies.
That's who he can say.
Brandon, another great call. You have a great day, man.
You do the same.
All right, see you later. What are we at on time? All right, we'll quickly roll through the last four. Julie, Christine, Laura, and Taylor. Who's been holding the longest? Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hey. Give us your thoughts.
Well, we have a group text in our neighborhood, and we do have individual texts between people, but they tend to be between whichever spouse has the more flexible work schedule, and sometimes that's the wife and sometimes it's the husband. Like, my buddy might text me to say, do you have room in your trash today for an extra bag? and he's not going to text my husband who's traveling. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So it's often right. between whoever's like doing logistics in the neighborhood. It's always totally above board and no big deal. It's never some like heart-to-heart conversation
that you know of. Yeah. Julie, your neighborhood is probably saturated with swingers. It's all swingers in Julie's neighborhood.
That's the thing, Julie, you make it seem like everybody is in the know about these texts, like you know that you're texting this person and your husband knows that you know this lady's texting him.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's like everybody knows about it, so there's no secrets.
You know what I do too, Julie, with this type of situation is I always tell my wife Knickknack, you know, hey, I'm gonna text your friend Sarah really quick because I got a question, or I'm gonna text her to see if she can pick up the kids. I always just tell Nicole before I do it because I think it's just a courtesy.
Yeah, absolutely. Or the neighbor Tom texted to ask if we had room in our trash today for an extra bag or whatever.
Yeah,
just for transparency. Absolutely.
Yep.
If she feels uncomfortable, that's weird.
So do you have room in your trash can for an extra bag?
I do.
All right, I might drop one off,
Come on over.
Yeah, I might got a couple, too, Julie.
Clean it
Or you could go spoon your mom, Jeremy.
There you go. Call your mom, Jer.
Oh.
Yeah, because she loves you, too.
Sorry.
Thank you. No, Julie, thank you.
Julie, I love it when you guys fire back at me. I love it. I love
it. Funny.
So maybe I'll send you pictures if I spoon my mom, Julie.
Oh, no, please don't. That would be a private.
Oh, no, you want to see it. I love you, Julie.
No.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Here's Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you, friend. All right, so what do you think?
So I also have a group chat, and we all message in there, and I suck at being on my phone and I never reply, and I think it would be weird if I did it separately to an individual, so I think they should keep it in the group chat. But I also think he should just stop replying to her, and the next time they all four hang out, see if she is like, hey, you never texted me back in front of everybody. Because I don't think she would do that. And then that's when you know it's kind of malicious.
Yes, that's a solid point.
Yeah.
Then you know she's being kind of sneaky.
Yeah. Oh, gosh,
that's really good. That's a great way, too, just to cut it off, is just to not reply.
Yeah.
There's no rules that say you have to reply to somebody.
True.
You don't.
Yeah, because then you don't have to bring it up or anything. You're just moving on. You're busy. She's busy. Whatever. And then if she brings it up in front of everybody, then you know.
Love it. Great point, Christine. Thank you for calling.
Such
Have a great
advice.
Day. These people are very wise
wow.
today. All right, we'll do two more. Laura and Taylor. I can't read the time on that one. I think Laura's been holding the longest. Hi, Laura.
Hi there. How are you guys?
We're super dupes. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right, what are your thoughts?
I think this is on Rob. I think he needs to be the man. I agree with everybody as far as he needs to just reply to her and say, hey, like, let's keep this on the group thread, or just he needs to be the guy to do that. Because it might be innocent at first, but you just never know what's going to happen. And he just needs to protect the marriage. Like, we have a single guy that lives next to us, and we have, like, the three of us on it. And I would never, like, text him directly just to protect my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's what this needs to be about. So
there's got to be boundaries, right? Like, you have to have those intact.
Yeah, 100%. So I think it's just not worth exploring that. Just, cut it off now.
You're very wise, Laura. Very wise. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank
She's
you.
Like, duh.
Thank
you. Bye.
She's like, of course I'm wise.
Duh, that's why I called in. Shut up, Jeremy. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're super dupes. Hey, listen, you get the final word on this. This is it. You're it.
So I was listening to this as I went and got coffee, and I was like, I hope they're still talking about it. You know, when I'm done. So I had like kind of a, not quite the same situation, but very similar. And we had a group chat, and then she started just texting my boyfriend directly. And, you know, it was like, none of it was like super like, you know, out of bounds, like no weird questions. But then, you know, all of a sudden it was late night texts. What are you doing? And
oh, no.
there's really no point of doing that outside of a group text unless you have malicious intentions. And so thankfully, I didn't even have to give him the pep talk and say, hey, that's not appropriate. She's, you know, she's not asking you to read a book late at night. And I think also it's the bare minimum for men to communicate something that would probably make them uncomfortable if the roles were reversed, because you know, if the husband was texting her directly, I guarantee you it would be a problem as well. Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes we often give too praise to people for doing the very bare minimum.
Such a good point, Taylor.
If you're in a relationship with your partner and you respect them, that comes with their boundaries, and that comes with, you know, things that you shouldn't even have to think twice about doing. And so, you know, I'm glad that he told her, but I also think he definitely needs to be the one to say, hey, this is inappropriate. It makes me uncomfortable. And not, you know, not even have to mention the wife, but just, you know, for him.
Cause just stand up.
He's the one that she's texting, you know? So
I just wanted
to give my two cents on that. You guys are wonderful.
So
I listen
good.
Every day. And I hope you guys have a phenomenal rest of your day.
Two things, Taylor. Are you still with your boyfriend?
Yes. I am not. He moved, and I was not going to move to Washington.
Fair enough.
I was just curious.
And then it ended amicably. It ended amicably.
That's good. He probably hooked up with that lady that was texting.
No, he didn't, Jeremy.
He might have.
No,
I don't know.
I'm just goofing. And second, what's your coffee order? What'd you get?
Oh, I get a caramel macchiato with two shots, extra shots of espresso.
That's what I get. Ooh,
sounds tasty.
Oh my gosh,
bounce,
that's my
so
drink.
Bouncing off the walls.
That's
Taylor.
A solid drink, Tay Tay. Solid drink.
Yes, I had to.
Taylor,
so you guys are amazing. I love listening, and I'll keep listening. So thank you guys so much.
I want to hang out with you at some point.
Yes.
We're gonna have a happy hour coming up at the end of September. Keep an ear out for that.
Yes.
Yeah, keep an ear out for that. We'll give you the dates, and I want you to come by and meet us, all right?
I will, absolutely. I hope you guys have an awesome day.
You as well. Thank you for
you.
Calling. What a sweetheart.
She had such good points, too.
Yeah,
my
the bare
gosh.
Minimum. I'm a fan of
the
just doing
bare
the bare minimum,
minimum
in my relationship.
I love that she pointed that out. Like, he should respect his wife enough to tell her,
well, communication, absolutely. Communication and good communication at that is the bare minimum for everybody in a relationship.
Yeah.
Communicate.
Rob
so
did
many great
do that.
Calls.
So.
He did. Yeah.
Solid guy for doing that. Acknowledge it. Let your wife know what's going on.
He was not hiding
anything.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Good calls today, you guys. High five.
Absolutely.
That's great.
High five.
Good job. Yay.
Well
you
done.
Did it.